In the past 2 years, the Stony Nakota Nation has been overcome by mass addiction to crystal meth and opioids. As family members, we have watched helplessly as loved ones passed away. The most tragic death occurred when a baby was allegedly killed by his father in a drug-fueled rage. This death devastated our community because the victim was just 6 months old, a defenseless child. A beautiful outdoor funeral was held for this angel. One of countless funerals held over the past 2 years. People young and old are dying as they grapple with addiction to crystal meth and opioids. There have been multiple deaths in single families. It is a tragic reality for children in our community. Stony Health Services declined to provide statistics regarding the number of crystal meth and opioid-related deaths in the last year. It is estimated that over 125 people have succumbed to this epidemic in the past 2 years. Conversely, 12 people have died due to COVID-19. May the Creator bless their spirits. For those who want to seek treatment, a facility is in development. The Stony Nakota Chiefs have appointed Ms. Lisa Winans to oversee this development as chair of the Overdose Task Force. Her expertise in addictions is essential. Although communication is lacking, important work is taking place. The task force includes counselors from each of the three Stony Nations. Stony Tribal Council is acting to address this epidemic. Construction has begun to build a treatment center that will have 18 beds. Ryan Robb, CEO for Stony Tribal Administration, reports that this will be an 18-bed residential treatment facility located in Morley for those 18 and over. With plans to open this spring, the Stony Nakota Adult Wellness Center will provide a structured program of holistic, intensive, client-centered services, and will serve as a therapeutic community for Stony Nakota men and women and their families. The Stony Nakota Adult Wellness Center will be located right in the heart of the Stony Nakota town site. It will have capacity to expand to 36 beds if necessary and provide much-needed employment for 32 people. As a person in recovery from alcohol addiction, I know how important culture and language is to recovery. It is through language that I have connected with elders and the culture that is deeply rooted in our community. It is my hope cultural education, equine therapy and language will be a part of this most important initiative. Ultimately, recovery is a choice we all must make as individuals. However, it is important that a facility operated by professionals will be available to those who want and are ready for change. Our children are waiting for mom and dad to come back and show them they care. They are waiting for grandma and grandpa to hug them and to love them. In their innocence, they will forgive because they want their families back. Hopefully, some will be reunited before it is too late. Isnes.